All right, let's jump right into it. Picture this. You're at work, everything's going smoothly, and suddenly
Oh.
an inspector from the Dutch Labor Inspectorate walks in.
That's the last thing you want.
Right. Ready to answer their questions about diesel engine emissions.
Not a situation anyone wants to be caught unprepared for.
Absolutely not. That's exactly why we're doing this deep dive
Yeah.
into the January 2024 guidelines on worker exposure to diesel engine emissions.
DME.
DME,
A
precisely.
big one.
These guidelines,
They
they're
hurt.
formally called the Work Instructie Blootstelling en Adiën Diesel Motor Remises,
Right.
DME,
Right.
and they basically outline what inspectors are going to be looking for during their visits.
You can actually find those guidelines along with a ton of other resources.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, all on Ronald Hoover's website,
Oh,
right.
yeah.
www.preventamedworker.net.
Perfect.
He's a fantastic resource
I've heard that.
for advice, training, anything you need, especially when it comes to like,
The hard stuff.
Hazardous substances, noise, vibration, risk assessments, all of that.
We've talked about those before.
Yeah, for sure.
But today we're focusing on DME.
Laser focus.
Laser focus. So think of this deep dive as your like insider's guide to
Exact.
understanding what the inspectorate wants to see, and more importantly, why these regulations are in place to begin with.
Because at the end of the day,
Yeah.
it's about protecting workers.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
let's walk through the inspection process step by step.
We're right there with the inspector.
I love it. Okay, so first things first.
First thing an inspector will do is figure out,
Okay.
are workers even potentially exposed to DME?
See, I was going to say,
Yeah.
that seems pretty basic.
It seems obvious, right?
But I bet it's not always that clear cut.
You'd be surprised. It's not just like
Like big trucks, yeah.
those big diesel trucks everyone thinks of.
Right.
We're talking any equipment that uses a diesel engine.
Okay.
So that could be anything from cars, forklifts,
Yeah.
generators, pumps,
Wow.
even things like transport vans.
Interesting. And this is indoors and outdoors.
Absolutely. Indoors, outdoors, it doesn't matter.
Okay, good to know.
And here's something that a lot of people miss.
Yeah.
Even the newer diesel fuels,
The so-called clean ones.
the cleaner diesel fuels, right? They still produce DME.
They do.
It might be less than older fuels,
Right.
but it's not zero.
So the bottom line is, if a diesel engine is running, there's DME to think about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that takes us to the real heart of these guidelines,
Important.
minimizing exposure.
Okay.
The gold standard, whenever it's technically possible,
Right.
is to replace that diesel-powered equipment altogether.
Now, when you say technically possible,
Yeah.
what does that actually mean in this context?
It means the inspector's going to be looking closely at whether there are good alternatives to diesel that can do the job just as well,
Okay.
and they're not going to accept it's too expensive as a reason.
So you really got to do your homework.
Yeah.
Explore those options. So
Absolutely.
what kind of alternatives are we talking here?
Well, it really depends on the equipment, what you're using it for,
Yeah.
but there are more and more options out there all the time.
That's good.
Yeah, electric vehicles and machinery are getting super popular,
Especially inside, right?
especially for indoor use.
Yeah.
But then you've also got LPG, hydrogen, natural
Oh,
gas.
wow.
Yeah, all kinds of potential fuel
So
sources.
technology is helping make this happen.
Big time. And the guidelines are very strict
About what?
about certain types of equipment,
Right.
like diesel forklifts that are used indoors.
Mm-hmm.
There are very specific timelines for replacing those.
Okay.
It depends on things like how much can they carry?
Right.
How old are they?
So if you're using like older diesel forklifts in a warehouse,
You might be on a tight deadline.
you got to change.
You got to make a change,
And
yeah.
inspectors will be checking that.
Absolutely, making sure you're meeting those deadlines.
Now, what if a company can prove that replacing their diesel equipment?
Right.
Just isn't possible right away.
Yeah, good question.
What happens then?
Well, then it becomes all about minimizing those emissions as
Okay.
much as you possibly can.
Okay, so let's get into those measures.
Right.
What are inspectors looking for there?
So for stationary equipment indoors,
Huh?
like a generator, for example,
Yeah.
they require what's called a direct source extraction system.
Okay.
Think of it like a vent hood over your stove.
Gotcha.
It captures the DME right at the source before it spreads and sends it safely outside.
That makes sense. Now, what about vehicles
Right.
and mobile machinery?
Good point. So for vehicles, they'll
Yeah.
be checking if you meet either the Euro 6 standard
Okay.
or the EEV standard.
EEV, what's that stand for?
Enhanced Environmentally Friendly Vehicle.
Got it.
Fancy
Thank
way
you.
of saying it's got much lower emissions.
Than older vehicles.
Way lower, yeah.
It's a
big improvement, I'm guessing.
Huge. A big step forward in cutting down that DME.
Good. And then for non-road mobile machinery, you've got something called stage norms.
Okay.
And if your equipment doesn't meet these stricter standards, the inspector's going to want to know if you've installed either retrofit or add-on particle filters.
Okay, tell me about these filters. How much do they actually help?
A good quality filter can reduce particulate emissions by 95% or more.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a big difference.
So we've got replacing diesel equipment.
Ideally.
Ideally. And if you can't do that, minimize emissions through things like source extraction and these filters. Are there other measures that they're looking for?
Absolutely. They'll also look for things like enclosed cabins with overpressure and air filtration for operator.
For the driver.
Yeah, for the driver, for anyone operating the equipment.
So even if there are still some emissions.
It helps protect them, yeah.
Extra layer of protection.
Think of it like a safety net.
Love it.
You want multiple layers in place, right?
Makes sense. Makes sense.
So even if one fails, you've got backup.
What other layers are we talking about?
Besides all those technical things, administrative controls are super important.
Right.
Things like limiting engine idling, doing cold starts outdoors, you know, and scheduling work. So you're not running a ton of diesel engines
at the same
all at once in a crowded area.
So it's not just the equipment itself.
Yep.
It's how you use it.
Exactly. It's all connected.
So worker behavior, awareness, that plays a role here.
Big time. Those controls really rely on everyone participating.
That's a good point.
It's not just about having the rules, you know?
Right.
You need to actually get your team on board.
To follow them.
To follow them. And even to suggest ways to make things better.
I like that.
It's a team effort.
That brings up another important thing. Training.
Oh, for sure.
Workers have got to understand the risks.
Absolutely.
And how to operate this stuff safely.
Yeah, how to use the equipment and follow procedures in a way that minimizes their exposure.
Makes sense. Now, even with all these measures,
yeah,
I'm guessing masks still have a role to play.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not ideal. But those respirators with H2P3 filters, they are sometimes necessary, especially for short-term work in confined spaces where other controls might not be feasible.
Okay, so a company has done all of this.
Right.
Replaced equipment where they can, minimized emissions. They're using those enclosed cabins, the administrative controls.
Yep.
And even PPE when they need to.
Right.
Are they in the clear when the inspector shows up?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
It really depends on the situation and how effective those measures are.
Gotcha.
Now, if they've replaced the diesel equipment or using really good emission control systems, the inspector might assume that's enough to reduce DME, especially in well-ventilated areas.
Okay.
But there are some cases where they might still need an exposure assessment.
All right, let's talk about those assessments.
Sure.
What triggers that and what does it actually involve?
You're more likely to need an exposure assessment in situations where the risk of DME exposure is higher.
Okay.
Like working in really confined spaces
right.
or when other controls aren't as comprehensive.
Gotcha.
And what it involves is actually measuring the DME levels in the air where your workers are.
Right.
And then comparing that to the legal limit.
Okay, and what is that limit?
So in the Netherlands, the legal limit for DME is 10 veg M3 of respirable elemental carbon.
So that's the number everyone needs to keep in mind.
Yep.
But even if a company's measurements are below that limit, I'm sensing there's more to it.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's not just about meeting that legal limit.
Right.
Remember, the goal is to minimize exposure as much as possible.
So even if you're technically compliant.
Yep.
You shouldn't just stop there.
Exactly. It's about going above and beyond compliance.
Okay.
And really striving for the best possible worker safety.
So that's where a strong safety culture comes in.
Absolutely. It's not just about following rules.
Right.
It's about making sure everyone understands why minimizing DME exposure is so important that they feel comfortable speaking up if they have concerns.
Good point.
And that everyone works together to make the workplace safer.
I love that. It sounds like creating that kind of culture is an ongoing thing.
Oh, absolutely.
It requires open communication, continuous learning.
For sure.
And real commitment from everybody.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This deep dive, it's just the starting point.
It is.
There's so much more to learn.
So much more to explore.
And we'll be right back after a short break to continue.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned.
So before the break, we were talking about that legal limit for DME.
Right. And how... even if a company is below that 10 big M3 limit,
right,
there's still this responsibility to aim for even lower exposure.
Absolutely. That limit is important.
Yeah.
But it's not a reason to just stop there.
Right.
The real goal is to get that exposure as low as you reasonably can, even if that means going above and beyond the rules.
So it's not just a box to check.
No.
It's a continuous effort.
Exactly. And that's where all those measures we talked about come in.
All those technical and organizational ones?
All of them. Replacing diesel equipment when you can, investing in good ventilation and filtration, using those smart administrative controls, it all adds up.
Like layers of protection.
Exactly. Each measure adds another layer of safety.
And that reduces the risk from all angles.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Even small changes can make a big difference over time.
Like what?
Well, just making sure workers aren't idling their engines unnecessarily.
Oh, okay.
That can have a real impact on those overall DME levels.
It's about paying attention and making smart choices.
Exactly. Putting worker safety first in every decision.
Now, something that stood out to me in the guidelines.
Yeah.
Was how much they emphasized replacing diesel equipment.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not enough to just say it's too expensive.
Nope.
Or that you can't find an alternative.
You have to prove it.
Companies have to show why it's not possible.
Exactly. The burden of proof is on them.
But I imagine that can be tough.
It can be complicated, for sure.
Depending on the equipment.
Right, and what you're using it for.
So what are the inspectors looking for?
Well, they'll want to see that you've really considered all the options.
Okay.
What kind of work are you doing? How much can the equipment carry? Are there other fuels available? Can you even support those other fuels?
So you might need to bring in some experts.
Yeah, you might need some help to make sure you're covering everything.
This is serious stuff.
It is. You can't afford to guess or cut corners here.
People's safety's on the line.
Exactly. Right. And the inspectors will want to see that you've done your homework.
All right, so let's say a company does everything right.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to the experts. They look at all the options.
Yeah.
But they still can't replace their diesel equipment right now.
Okay.
What happens then?
Well, then it's all about minimizing those emissions as much as possible.
Like we talked about before.
Right, like those source extraction systems and filters.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to just install them.
Oh.
You have to maintain them, too.
Keep them working properly.
Exactly. Make sure they're doing their job.
And make sure workers know how to use them.
That's right. And that's where those administrative controls come back in.
Those procedures.
Exactly. Having clear roles about things like warming up the engine, idling, and work schedules.
It all adds up.
It all makes a difference. It's about creating a culture of awareness.
Where everyone plays a part.
Exactly. Everyone understands their role in minimizing the risks.
And that goes beyond just DME.
You got it. It's about workplace safety as a whole.
It's bigger picture.
Absolutely. Recognizing that worker safety is the priority and creating a healthy work environment takes a comprehensive approach.
I like it. So these guidelines, even though they focus on DME,
right,
they remind us that we need to manage risk and always improve.
In every area of safety.
Okay, we've covered a lot.
We have. The hazards, how to minimize exposure, all those technical and organizational controls.
But what happens when a company doesn't meet the standards?
Ah, the consequences.
Yeah. What are they?
That's a great question. Understanding what can happen if you don't comply, that can be a big motivator.
To take it seriously.
Exactly. And that's something we should definitely talk about.
So we're back, diving deep into those Dutch Labor Inspectorate guidelines on diesel engine emissions.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Right. From identifying those DME hazards to figuring out all those ways to minimize exposure.
All those protective strategies.
Yeah. But now let's talk about what happens when a company doesn't follow the rules.
The enforcement piece.
Exactly. What are the consequences?
Well, the Dutch Labor Inspectorate, they're serious about worker safety.
Yeah.
They have a lot of ways to make sure companies comply.
Like what?
It starts with the inspection itself.
Right.
Inspectors can walk into any workplace, look at the equipment, check the documents, even talk to the employees.
So it's not just a quick look around.
No, they're looking for anything that suggests a company isn't taking safety seriously.
Okay.
If they find something wrong.
Uh-huh.
The first step is usually a warning.
So what does that mean? A warning.
It's a formal notice to the company.
That's
it tells them exactly what they're doing wrong.
Right.
And gives them a deadline to fix it.
So it's a chance to make things right.
Exactly, before things get more serious.
And what if they ignore the warning?
Or don't do enough to fix the problem?
Yeah.
Then the inspectorate can take stronger action.
Like what?
They can issue an order.
Oh, okay.
That's a legal requirement to do specific things.
So they have to follow it.
Yes, it's not optional anymore.
And what if they still don't comply?
The fines can be pretty big.
Wow, so there are real consequences.
They mean business. And in extreme cases where workers are in immediate danger, they can even shut down the whole operation.
That's serious.
It shows how important it is to be proactive.
Fix problems before they get that bad.
Exactly. Prevention is always better than dealing with consequences.
So after this deep dive, what's the key takeaway for companies in the Netherlands?
Don't wait for that inspector to show up.
Right.
Take charge of managing DME risks in your workplace.
Okay.
Learn those guidelines, see how you're doing now, and make a plan to minimize exposure.
And build that safety culture.
Exactly. Remember, it's about more than just following the rules.
It's about keeping your workers safe.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, this deep dive has been really informative.
It has.
Hopefully our listeners feel empowered to take action.
I hope so.
And make their workplaces safer.
Thanks for having me.
It was great having you. Thanks for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there.
Yeah.
Keep learning, stay curious, and always prioritize safety.
Absolutely.
Until next time.